This is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Hello, good evening. My name is Will Johnson. This is firepowernews.com. I want to thank everybody for joining us. This is Friday night. We have some awesome guests that's going to be joining us tonight. Okay, so check it out. Should the American people support Trump? I mean, really think about it. Should the American people support Trump? Meaning, should the American people support the Republican Party, or should they support the Democrat Party? Let's talk about it. Who created the unstable situation at the border? Was it Democrats or Republicans? Think about it. Who created the situation where black youth feel it's okay to attack white people? The Democrats or the Republicans? Who created the situation where minorities feel it's okay to attack police officers? The Democrats or the Republicans? Who created the situation for people like Jesse Smollett where they can feel they can create hate crimes and get the world to believe it? Democrats or Republicans? Who brings up the race issue every 4 years? And it just so happened to be around the time of the election. Democrats or Republicans? Think about it. Who brings it up? Who is supporting, or matter of fact, or who will call you racist for supporting the sitting president of the United States? Is that the Democrats or is that the Republicans? Who puts illegals before the American people? Is that the Democrats or the Republicans? Who runs the most cities with the most homelessness? The Democrats or Republicans? Who runs the city with the most gun control and yet has the most gun violence in the country, in the different cities? Democrats or Republicans? See, the fake news outlets have been saying President Trump is losing the minority vote. But I believe they don't give Latinos and black people enough credit, along with Asians. I think minority groups are starting to see the lies that's coming out from the Democrats. The problem in America is the party that's driving hate. And that is the Democrat Party. Hands down. So do me a favor. Go to band.video. We have beautiful videos up here. Please, by all means, you most definitely need to watch this particular video after the show is done, of course, about the Joker. But what you want to do right now is go over here to the where you see the three lines. You click on that and you come down to Firepower News right there. And you will be able to watch the show live. So send that over to your friends. Let's head on into the studio. All right, so tonight we're going to have Brandon Tatum on with us. Ontario is going to be with us. We're going to have Alberto with us. We're going to have Linda with us. We're going to have so many guests on with us tonight that support President Trump. These are Latinos for President Trump, and these are black conservatives for President Trump. See, they like us to believe that minorities, Asians, black people, brown people, do not support President Trump. But it's a total lie, and the American people are waking up to it. So like I said, do me a favor. Go over to band.video. Share that link with your friends. It's really simple. Text it to your friends. Tell them to tune in right now. We have a lively show for you. We're going to show you. We're going to expose exactly what the Democrat Party is trying to do to America. Yes, it's about racism. They're constantly talking about racism. The Democrats are constantly talking about racism. And then I get people sending me messages saying, Will, why are you always talking about racism? Because the Democrats are trying to divide us with race. Every time they bring up race during the election, black people get triggered because they know black people get triggered from hearing it. So head on over to band.video, band.video, firepowernews.com. And join us this evening as we get really hyped. See you in a minute. We'll be right back.
real politics. This is Firepower.
All right, welcome back, Will Johnson, Firepower. We're going to have Tom Peppard. He's not in studio with us. He is back home in his home studio. He's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about how the Democrats, again, they're pushing the whole racism. And I truly believe that they use gun control for part of that. You know, it's like, when did the Democrats become the party of minorities? I don't think they ever have. I think what they've done is they've taken people's emotions and they've driven it so far to get people to believe that, oh yes, the Democrats are for us, so we have to support them when we all have been controlled. Okay, so if we have Tom Pepper, let's bring him on with us. And we have some clips that we're going to show from a hearing where they're saying that, you know, people playing video games is creating extremists, and, you know, they're trying to find out if the white supremacists are there. So do we have Tom? There he is. There he is. Hey, thanks for doing it. How was your flight?
Oh, Will, it was a miserable, miserable flight. But you know what? I'm here now and I'm excited to be on the show, and I'm excited to talk about these absolute lunatics in Congress, because some of the things they said, if this does not make our audience both laugh and want to cry at the same time, I don't know what will.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure the Turbo Force is still working for you, though, right?
Well, it's amazing. So, I mean, let's just do that right off the top. So this morning, yeah. Will and I shot an ad for Turbo Force, and I did for the first time put it in the orange juice. And by the way, you can get 50% off Turbo Force, InfoWarsStores.com, Firepower's one and only major sponsor. It's InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Turbo Force. Just use code Firepower at checkout. This is a deal that can only go on for so long. It will. Oh my goodness. So I'm sitting there on the plane, we finally take off, and uh-huh. I was actually able to go to sleep. But then you wake up and it's like I was the most refreshed. I'm still ready to go. I'm still alert. I'm still engaged. I'm still in the game. You cannot get that from a cup of coffee. You can't get that from virtually anything else. The only thing that comes close is brain force, but Turbo Force is absolutely the next level. And the orange juice, oh my goodness, it was absolutely delicious. You saw, I drank about half that bottle before we were even done recording the spot.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love it. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. And that's how they're trying to push. And, you know, it's all geared towards white supremacy, trying to get at white people, trying to do this thing. And actually, we have another clip, if we can bring that up, maybe in the next segment, with Candace Owens today. And I don't think you've seen that. So I haven't actually seen it either. I saw a little piece of it, but it's very, very powerful. And I like to sneak that in on the next segment. But let's get to some of these first clips. Let's play this first clip about the video games, causing white supremacy.
Online, you mentioned online gaming.
Yes.
There is a tendency of some to blame video games for violence. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the actual conversations that are taking place that presumably those online gaming companies have some access to. How does that work, Mr. Piccolini?
So, yeah, what's happening is when young people or anybody really player online game, they're wearing headsets and they're usually playing with multiple people. And what happens, and I've witnessed it, is a recruiter will say something like the N-word or make a joke and gauge who laughs, who pushes up against it, and who doesn't say anything. Well, they know they can go after the people who've laughed, even if it was a nervous laugh from a 10-year-old. They know that they have an in there, and they send them down that spiral. But it's also happening in places like depression forums and autism forums online where they are going.
So how do they know who the recruiter is? I mean, did they ask that? I want to know how do you determine who's the recruiter? And if they're recruiting white supremacists? I mean, really?
Will, this is such a joke. It's an absolute meme. He says, I've witnessed it. That's all the citation, all the source he needs. I've witnessed it. I mean, Will, you've got teenage sons, and I'm sure that they maybe play some video games from time to time. And the things that any young man or woman playing a video game will say are both comedic gold and stuff that you would never say to your best friend outside of a video game setting. So now they're saying that these hilarious things that young kids say to each other, and anyone my age knows that's exactly what you do. I don't anymore, obviously. I'm an adult. We don't play video games when we get a real job, hopefully. But this is just what kids do. And so now they're just demonizing a new thing. And it's very interesting to watch Democrats who, like, within the last 6 weeks, Will, they were making fun of conservatives. You stupid conservatives. You think video games cause gun violence. What actually causes gun violence is guns. And they're making fun of us for that. But now here they are saying video games cause white supremacy. And then the remark about autism forums. So now white nationalists are recruiting autistic people. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard, Will.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Let's go to another clip where Facebook is, they're giving links to people for the dark web to, you know, and they're showing them AR-15s. AR-15s. Let's go to that link or that video.
Or those sense that there's a Facebook page and people go to the Facebook page and they get radicalized. And that's not how it works. They're drawn in, Mr. Piccolini, right? And it's through the social media that we can access. And then they're given the link to get to the dark web, the 8chan, or they'll get to the other site where they can watch. It's not a cleaned up version where they can watch people out screaming horrible things on videos, shooting off their AR-15s, talking about what they want to do to blacks and Jews.
Is he giving them the answers, or is he asking a question? Is he telling them what's happening?
He's pontificating. Yeah, he's pontificating. And then they say, yeah, you understand exactly. But that, for so many reasons, Will, is that not the most bizarre thing you've heard in Congress?
It's insane. I mean, like, yo, you know what? Let me tell you. Yeah, your cup over there has coffee in it and it's not even hot any longer, right? Yes, you're right. That's what it is. I mean, it's completely stupid. It's like, oh yeah, just come in here. We're going to give you all the answers. Don't worry about it because we have an agenda. We're not trying to get to the truth. We're going to make up the truth. We're going to make it up what it is. It's ridiculous.
Interesting, Will. I mean, you and I both have large Facebook pages, and now we're at band.video where they can't censor us anymore. Thank the Lord that this is possible. It is a phenomenal opportunity. But we both know that if you post something that it does not go with the leftist, progressive, demonic ideology, you will be shadow banned out of existence. So no, there are no links to shooting AR-15s up on Facebook. In fact, Caitlin Bennett, the gun girl, Kent State gun girl, comes on InfoWars all the time, does some phenomenal work. She just got banned from Instagram for posting a picture of her shooting a gun. That's what's actually happening.
Oh no, the picture is now terrifying. So we have another clip here. This is the white supremacists. They thrive on 8chan and you know, Gab and 4chan. I mean, how do they know that they thrive on there? Are they on there too? So let's play this clip.
Isolated extremists to become more radicalized and dangerous. The most extreme forms of online content thrive on unregulated message boards like 8chan, Gab, and 4chan. But larger social media platforms need to remain vigilant as well.
This is ridiculous. People, you know what it is? Because we're having a hearing and we're on the Hill, so you have to believe what we're saying. This is what's happening. We're the smart people. We're the people up here. You know, so you have to, it's ridiculous.
It is, absolutely. And these people, they're genuine leftists. One of them works at the ADL, which is now marking random people for destruction off of all social media. Another one works at some hope, not hate group. These are not like Harvard educated scientists who have done a survey over the past 4 years to discover this. These are people who have an axe to grind. And by the way, all those websites that were mentioned, 4chan, 8chan, Gab, all of them are self-regulated. You can't do things on each of those platforms. You will get banned. The difference is each one of them respects the First Amendment.
Yeah, you notice they never talk about Reddit. because Reddit's completely nasty. All right. Hey, so we had this video with Candace Owens on the Hill. Okay. And I want you to see this, and we're going to play this when we come back from the break. We'll just come right back into it, and then we're going to try to get back into some of more of these white supremacist videos. All right, this is firepowernews.com. Go to band.video, spread that link, share that link, whatever you got to do, get it out there, band.video. We'll be back in a minute.
I just have to say that I object strenuously to your use of the word hilarious. To me, this feels a lot like your reaction to being named in one of these manifestos. Now, you're, of course, not responsible for the words of somebody writing that document. But I do think that laughing at it is a real problem, because these are real families that are impacted by this violence. And I think our efforts towards talking about this have to start from a place of mutual respect, which is what I've heard from this side of the table. Now, the reason we don't have those numbers, I want those numbers as much as you do, but the number, to say the numbers don't show something is simply not supported by the data.
Okay, and I have 38 seconds left, Ms. Mulligan, if you want to respond within that time.
The only thing I would add is that it's in the name. Terrorism, domestic terrorism, it terrorizes us. It terrorizes us in our homes. It terrorizes us in our schools. And to the points made by the other panelists, it is disproportionate to its impact on any individual life. And it's not...
You reject the idea it's something that doesn't matter or doesn't really matter?
Absolutely reject.
Okay. All right, so here's where we are. Every member now has had 5 minutes in... Okay, and Mr. Clay, so we have two members who have not. So I'm going to go to the two members who have not yet, and we'll give an opportunity for a closing thought to any member who wants before we go.
Am I next to respond, or is Mr. Meadows?
I thought Mr. Meadows was next.
Mr. Meadows, okay.
Mr. Meadows is next, then Mr. Clay, then to you, Mr. Jordan.
Ms. Owens, obviously this is a gang up on you. You know, we're giving... these witnesses the ability to do a rebuttal on you. And so, I find it unfair, Ms. Ballou. I mean, you know, candidly, for you to show mutual respect and then you to go after Ms. Owens, it's not appropriate. So, Ms. Owens, you can have 4 minutes and 34 seconds to respond.
Can I yield for a second?
I'll yield.
Thank you. I believe, Ms. Owens, when you used the word hilarious, it was referencing the fact that no one had asked you a question. It wasn't to the subject matter of the hearing. Is that right?
That is correct.
And to have another witness insinuate something that is not accurate is just not appropriate, Mr. Chairman, for how witnesses are supposed to behave in front of this committee. I also think you didn't say it doesn't matter about the subject matter of today's hearing. You said there are other subjects that matter as well, and maybe we should spend some time on those. Is that accurate?
That is correct, and they matter much, 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 much more. And I have said that. I said that in my opening, and I will say it again. You know that white supremacy and white nationalism is nowhere near, ranks nowhere near the top of the issues that are facing Black America. And the reason that you are bringing them up in this room is because it is attempt to make the election all about race as the Democrats.
Not in my case, Ms. Owens. I'm sorry. Please do not characterize my motive.
Mr. Chairman, it's my time.
Yeah, you've got your time, Mr. Meadows. I'll give you 3 more seconds.
Every 4 years, you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be so that you can manipulate. And the audacity of you to bring up the Christchurch shooting manifesto and make it seem as if I laughed at people that were slaughtered by a homicidal maniac is, in my opinion, absolutely despicable. And I think that we should be above that. To try to assign reality or any meaning to a homicidal maniac writing a manifesto, which, by the way, let the record show, also stated Spyro the Dragon, the child cartoon, as a source of inspiration. He also cited Nelson Mandela as a source of information. I don't think that Nelson Mandela has inspired mosque shootings. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address that I said to the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high. Abortion ranks high. White supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce. And it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle, and it needs to stop.
I'll yield back.
Oh, that Thank was you, Mr. powerful. That was beautiful. Beautiful. Stand up on that one. Beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, seriously. Seriously, hands down, she handed it to them beautifully. That's exactly what it is. They keep trying to say white people are racist. President Trump is racist. The only racist people in America right now are the Democrats through and through. I mean, they even try to say Alex Jones is racist. Have you not seen it? I mean, they all say it because when you have white people that's doing stuff for Black people, they always say that they're racist. Every 4 years, they bring it up. I said that in my open monologue. I had no idea that she was going to say that. And it's blatant. It's right there. What do you say, you, Tom?
Wow. Will, like my heart is beating 100 miles a minute, and I don't think it's just the turbo force. That was flawless. I was just getting ready to say, and then she blew it out of the way. She's on fire. I was just getting ready to say, you know, we talk about this in a joking manner, you know, white supremacy and video games, and they're blaming this and they're blaming that. But no, she hit the nail on the head right there. There are so many issues that Black Americans, and I'm a humble white guy saying this, just like those experts. But look, I mean, there is basically race war happening in L.A. between illegal Mexicans, illegal Central Americans, and Black Americans who are being forced out of the homes that they've had for generations. There is a massive drug epidemic that gets every American, white, Black, whatever you may be. There is a massive economical, I mean, look, what's happened to Black people because of welfare, because of what LBJ said, that despicable word, they have suffered for generations. The fatherlessness epidemic that Candace mentioned is the number one issue of our time. I mean, there's more kids nowadays, from my understanding, born out of wedlock than born in wedlock. She absolutely nailed it. And it frustrates me that, you know, yeah, we can sit here and make jokes and say, oh, it's so ridiculous that they're saying these are the issues of our day, and video games and autism forums and 8chan and this and that. And it's hilarious, but it's hilarious because they're so wrong. So God bless Candace Owens.
yes. She is on fire. You know, I mean, it was in my opening monologue. I had no idea that she was going to say it. And you know what? It's blatant. It's right there in all of our faces. We see it every 4 years. I said every 4 years, who brings up the race issue? They do that to keep Black people to stay on that plantation. They do it every single time. It's ridiculous. So we got one more clip. Let's see if we can get to squeeze this clip in here. This is number 6 with Ilhan Omar talking about white men are the cause. Let's go to that.
A statement of fact. White men, driven by hateful ideology of white nationalism, are committing the overwhelming majority of extremist attacks in this country.
I believe you mentioned the number over 8 years, 175 deaths internationally. What is that? Did I get that number correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one's too many. 21 per year. I think part of what we're doing today is as much as the numbers, we're trying to prevent the trend as well in that direction. Could you answer the question that I have for you? How many deaths over that same 8-year period of time has been due to religious zealots? Dr. Madar Idris mentioned Islamists, some of the fundamentals there. Over that same 8-year period of time, how many murders or deaths or killings in that arena?
Okay, stop it right there. Let's hear her response once we come back, and then we're going to have Arike with us. We'll be back.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, we are back. Firepowernews.com. Thank you for joining us. We have Enrique and we still have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us. We are still talking about white supremacy and how the left is pushing all of this hate. They're the one that's pushing this division onto all of us. Every 4 years, they come up. So we had the rest of that clip. Can we play the rest of that clip, and then we'll bring Enrique on along with Tom Pepper? Because I think we need to hear the answer to that question.
8 year period of time, how many murders or deaths or killings in that arena?
I don't have that number in front of me. I can't tell you exactly, but what I want to be very careful about, as this is not an either or discussion.
No, and I'm getting to that, but I had a specific question, so you have no idea.
I am happy to provide that to you in writing afterwards. I don't have that number.
Dr. Miller-Driss, would you have any idea on that number?
Not also with my, in my documents here, not on top of
that. Because ultimately we're wanting to be able to deal with both, so I think both those numbers are important, shouldn't they be? You would agree with that?
Absolutely.
According to CBS, in 2017, they have a number of 84,000 that have been murdered. And I want to do some kind of backup. I'm just coming up with this number in the last hour or so. I want to make sure that number is valid. But I just want to make sure that we are concerned about that.
So they're trying to say that more people died from white supremacy. What about all the people that died in Chicago? Do they not count them? What about all the aborted babies? Do they not count them? I mean, seriously, they're killing people off, and we're not supposed to pay attention to anything else but, oh, white supremacy. They're coming after you, black people. And Trump is leading them. I mean, seriously? See, this is the Democrat Party. This is the entire left thinking that black people are so dumb that they believe it. Sadly, you have a lot of people that do. All right, so we have Tom Pepper riding shotgun still with us, and we're bringing Enrique on, and we're going to talk about, there he is, what's going on? Enrique, young man in Portland. What's going on? Thank you for joining us. Yeah, thank you for joining myself and
thank
Mr. Tom Pepper
me.
Here. Yeah, awesome. So you've been watching, you saw all the hate and stuff. Now, a lot of people don't know this. You're a member and a chapter leader, to my understanding, of a particular group that the left would try to say is racist. But looking at you, you don't look like to be a white supremacist. So what gives?
It's actually the moniker of the month for them. The moniker of the past 3 years is the word racist. I mean, they use a whole bunch of different words, but it's the same mockery that we're doing in Congress. What they've been doing for the past 2 to 3 days is bring up this white nationalist terrorism when ignoring the actual problem, like actual big problems that we have in this country. And we can see that it's politically motivated to bring our president down in this 2020 election. I mean, to be honest with you, he's doing so well, and it's going to be so hard to beat him in 2020. This is a desperate attempt. They got to try something. Using the word Nazis, white supremacists, all of that, it's called Godwin's Law. So whatever they can do, I get it all the time.
Enrique, so that video that you just saw the end of there, we're comparing like 200 or 170 deaths that have been traced back to white supremacy compared with, I think they said 80,000 deaths from radical Islam over the past 8 years. And you're chairman of the Proud Boys, of course, proud Western chauvinist. Can you unpack this for me? Help me understand why these numbers are so radically different.
What I find crazy is that Candace was actually in the floor of, I believe, the Senate today, and they had the same discussion. They're trying so hard. And what's crazy to me is they both asked this. Candace asked this, and they asked this in that video clip that you just played. Why don't they have the other numbers? Why don't they have the numbers of radical Islam? Why don't they have the number? I mean, have you seen the statistics for like white on white crime, black on black crime, black on white crime? The real problem is like places like Chicago where we have like these strict gun laws and people still get their hands on guns. Like the murder rate in Chicago is what the murder rate in like Miami is in a week.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In Chicago, it's like a third world country where people are dying. Every weekend is like a new number, And the liberal media and the left, they don't even want to pay attention to any of it. Why do you think they have this? Why do you think that the Democrats will give a pass for black people killing black people in cities like Chicago, but then they want to say that white supremacy is more alarming or more aggressive than anything else?
I think it goes with those numbers. So, and it goes also with it being politically motivated, because here we go. Real issues in America. I mean, how many people die from, obesity? How many people die from, smoking, DUIs, things like that? Like, those are real problems that we have in the United States that we can work on getting better. But, as soon as, listen, nobody likes any type of domestic terrorist. Nobody says that, El Paso shooting was good. The Dayton, Ohio shooting was good. Nobody says that. Everybody cares about those issues, but we have pressing issues in this country, and we can see that everything that's in there, we've wasted so much time. Imagine what we can do with that time. That time that's been wasted on, like, things that are politically motivated to take down this president. You know, we'd have the wall. We'd be past the wall already. The wall would have been built months ago, probably a year ago. We just continue to see this. They're wasting the president's time. That's what it is. They're wasting the president's time and Congress's time. And I don't see how some of these Republicans sit here and just let this happen. I mean, if I was sitting in that seat, I'd probably go off. I don't know what the rules are, but I'd probably go off like a pissed off American that I am.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Tom Pepper has a question for you.
Yeah. So Enrique, you say nobody's celebrating these things, and by and large, 90% of America, I agree. But you know what was celebrated? And that was the still fairly recent attack on an ICE facility where the guy went in with a rifle and with a Molotov cocktail and tried to, God knows what he was trying to do. Honestly, I don't think he knew what he was trying to do, but you and I both saw our friends in Antifa celebrating it and saying it was a wonderful, fantastic thing. So can you talk a little bit about the violence we're seeing from the left and why that is never brought up in these hearings?
Well, wait, hold on. It's not just, and you're 100% right. It's not just that they like turn their face at it and they're like, oh, it's not happening. You got members of Congress like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that's pushing. So they had this straight pride parade a couple weeks ago. And before that straight pride parade happened, Antifa was raising money for bail, meaning they knew that they were going to commit felonies, kick people's ass and punch people. And here we are. AOC goes ahead and retweets their funding platform. So not only are they're turning an eye on it right now, they're endorsing it completely, which is utterly ridiculous. I got asked, you guys saw that interview that I did with CNN. You know, she told me, well, what about white supremacists that cause violence? And I'm like, yeah, they're just as bad as Antifa. I can call out both sides without a problem, right? I don't think there's a side to terrorism. There's not a side to it.
Yeah,
but I can call the El Paso shooting and I can call the Dayton, Ohio shooting and say, yeah, hey, they're both terrorists.
Yeah, you know what? When they commit these acts, it's just bad regardless. It doesn't matter if they're left or if they're right. If people do something and it's bad, it's just bad. You have the left is constantly just always making it out to be that the white supremacists are all Republicans. That's their idea. That's what they want people to believe. Because why? Because we're getting ready to head up to the 2020 election. That's what they want you to focus on. White supremacy, not the real issues. We'll be back. It is Friday night. I love the tunes. All right. FirePowerNews.com. I have Tom Pepper riding shotgun is with us, and we have a huge Proud Boy. He's not actually a boy. You know, maybe they should change the name to Proud Men. But thank you for coming back on with us. So we went right before we went to the break, we were talking, and I think you were finishing up a question. I think let's just go back with it. Do you remember what that was?
Absolutely not. I think Tom came in and we're talking about the firebombing where AOC's actually raising money for this domestic terrorist group for bail money before the event happens. So it's kind of like I call you, Tom, and I tell you, hey, I need some money to buy a car for a bank heist, you know? And then here we go. Here comes AOC's like, hey, Tom, you don't have the money? I'll help you raise the money to give Enrique money to rob a bank. That's what's crazy about it. We as conservatives, can call out any instance and we could do so independently without second guessing ourselves. I didn't even pause in that CNN interview. She's like, how about the El Paso shootings? I'm like, yeah, domestic terrorism. Cool.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So, you know, AOC, she put the whole thing out there talking about how, you said she tweeted out their funding for Antifa before they even got arrested so they can have bail money.
Yes.
So the Antifa, my opinion, they are the domestic terrorists that's running rampant in this country. I mean, granted, we do have, there are pockets of white supremacists out there, the Klan. I know for a fact you can go to Arkansas every year and they have a Klan rally down Cabot in Arkansas. And I'm pretty sure they do in other cities, but you don't have the Klan going out attacking people like you do Antifa. If the Klan was really doing what they are saying, then you would see them every single, like, for example, today I went to the Capitol in Austin. If the Klan was doing what they were saying, then the Klan would have showed up there attacking people for the climate change or anything that the left is doing. But that's not happening. Or if BLM is having an event, you would see the Klan show up attacking them. But you don't see that. But what you do see is Antifa showing up for every single time there's a pro-American, pro-Trump rally, and they show up to be violent. They are the foot soldiers for the Democrat Party. And AOC and the rest of them, they know that they're the foot soldiers. That's why they support them. So what do you think is going to happen come 2020 if they still able to run rampant and be violent towards everybody? Because it's going to change, because it's really looking like there's no one could beat President Trump. So they're going to uptick the violence towards conservatives, my opinion.
Okay. So first steps first. So I put out a petition on the White House website. It was a pretty popular petition, but I have no platform to go ahead and promote this. We got to 44,000 signatures in, I think, like, 4 or 5 days. I mean, it stayed stagnant there. And what that petition was to label Antifa a domestic terrorist group. Shortly after that, we have a bill that's going to get put on the floor of the House or the Senate. I'm not sure. Sponsored by Ted Cruz. And we need to label them a domestic terrorist group because, yes, like a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people and, you know, I could go to my neighbor's house and ask him like who Roger Stone is, and they kind of know who he is. I talk to him about Antifa and they don't know about Antifa. They don't know the growing threat. So like your average everyday American that doesn't watch the news and just goes about their busy day, like that's, things like that, we're basically allowing them to grow. Proud Boys are always going to be there. So we're always going to defend like any rally that we go to, anywhere that we go. We're always going to use this premise that we always use. We're going to be there. We're going to be there peacefully. And, we're going to defend those people that are there, and we're going to defend ourselves. So as far as like people, there's people out there, but we need legislation. We need Congress to act. I see electricity running through the left's veins in Congress. I don't see it much with the Republicans. I wish I saw more. I know they're really busy doing their job, but I think they need to really focus on like these real issues that we're having. I mean, we're being silenced on social media. Antifa's trying to silence us on the streets.
Right.
To when's enough? What congressman is going to step up?
Right. And Enrique, you're kinder to the GOP in Congress than I am, and maybe you know them and you're nicer than I am. But so you brought up something. Of course, you've been deplatformed from every single social media, banks. You've been debanked. You're one of the people who's actually had banks say, yeah, close your account. We're taking the money. I will send a check in the mail if you don't close it. Meanwhile, Antifa is up on all of these platforms, and we know the demographic of Antifa, Enrique. It's either very, very poor white people, or it's upper middle class white people, and their mommy and daddy will bail them out when they go to jail. And there's a fascinating element to this, to kind of weave these together. You've described yourself, or you have to me at least, as an Afro-Cuban Trump supporter who is the chairman of the Proud Boys. You've been in politics for a decade or more. What does that say about our elected leaders that you can be banned, you can be totally taken off the face of the earth, you might as well be dead to these people, but then you have Antifa on these platforms and in the halls of Congress, getting back to what you were just saying, we have, oh, white supremacy is the biggest issue of our day. What do you make of that? As somebody, you are in a very unique position. I just want to know your general thoughts over what it is like to see your people be banned, yourself be banned, but then the enemy, the political enemy, gets a platform.
Yeah, it really angers me. I smile through all the everything thrown at me. So I'm a little bit lighter about it. I'm an entrepreneur. I always think forward, but it does anger me when I see like this stagnant members of Congress. We had the first hearing on white nationalism, I think was like last month or something. Two big issues that I saw there. They were using the word white nationalists and white supremacists like they were the same thing. There's a difference, right? There's a difference in it. And another thing, the body was full of conservatives, right? Republicans. Let's call them Republicans for a second.
Right.
That was a 6-hour hearing. Do you know how many times I went through the whole 6 hours? You know how many times I heard the word Constitution?
Zero?
Twice. If I was sitting in that seat, I wouldn't be invoking that document every chance that I got. Every time somebody said, cause here's a problem. They're making it a problem, right? So they can find a solution, right? Solution to that when we're talking about Congress is prosecution, making laws against, thought crimes, right? Mm. So, you see them calling me a white supremacist. So those laws aren't for white supremacists. They're people that think differently. They're people that think, that have conservative values, period. So we're seeing in Congress, which is what angers me, we're seeing them talk about persecution for somebody's political views. We're seeing it live. A lot of people aren't talking about that. We're seeing it live. We're seeing it. What's the next step in the evolution? If Trump loses the election in 2020, whites, and let's say he loses to Beto, right? Let's go in another dimension. That'll never happen, but let's say he loses to Beto right now and Beto starts taking away your guns and starts saying, hey, white nationalism is a problem. What's the solution? All the leftist members of Congress. Oh, well, we got to silence them on social media. Maybe we should make it a misdemeanor to be part of a group. Guess what group?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. You being a part of the Proud Boys, I can see them going after you and going after anyone being a Proud Boy. And you know, they try to say the Proud Boy is a white supremacist group, which is a total lie. The Proud Boys are not, neo-Nazi white supremacists. I've been around so many Proud Boys and they showed me so much love. And look at me. I mean, look at you. You're one of the leaders. I mean, it's the ignorance that's coming out of the left. And it's all their agenda to try to make people look like they're bad that don't support their crazy ideas. Say, hey, so, Nurse, thank you for coming on with us. And it's been a real pleasure. I can't wait to show up to another, maybe Portland or another rally somewhere with you. So it's been really great. So we have to do that again. So I want to thank you for joining us. All right, so we're getting ready to go to break. Thanks again for coming on with us. This is firepowernews.com. We're going to come up next with two Latinos that support President Trump, because the left say that Latinos and black people don't support President Trump. Minorities don't, but we're about to show otherwise. Firepowernews.com.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right. Welcome back. So you know what? Let me do this real quick, because right now there is a, well, how you want to say it? There is a deal, a special, I mean, an unbelievable special right now. Our sponsor, our biggest sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. If you go there right now, InfoWarsStore.com, and you get the Turbo Force, you can get it for 50% off right now, plus free shipping. When you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, you make it possible for me to be here. The only reason why I'm here is because of faithful people that buy the products, that go there and they try them out. That's how we get sponsored. InfoWarsStore.com is a sponsor of FirepowerNews.com. And the way we thrive is through our sponsors and through you that make it possible so that we can be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, use the promo code FIREPOWER and get 50% off. 50% off plus free shipping. Get orange juice and try it. And when you do, get the orange juice and go where you can see where, right here where it says write a review, go there on the page, write a review, and tell me your orange juice experience. I really want to see it. Tell us your orange juice experience, okay? All right, so we still have Tom Pepper with us. I know he's tired. He's been traveling all day, and he's a hardworking man, and you still have the energy, probably because of the Turbo Force, and you're still here to join us, and I'm honored, and I'm pleased, and it's a pleasure that you are here with me tonight.
Well, Will, it's an honor to be here, and thank you so much for sharing the stage with me. I really appreciate it. And I think it is, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I would be up right now without the Turbo Force. It is an unbelievable product. And I'm not just kidding here. I'm not BSing to use an expression here. I've tried Turbo Force. I had a fan buy me a pack of it, and I just, you know, I follow the packet and says, all right, pour it in water, shake it up, drink the water. Oh, it's delicious. It's great. I have energy. But this morning, Will and I were in the podcast studio at InfoWars HQ, and he says, come on, man. Come on. You said you were going to try the orange juice. Come try the orange juice. So I pour, okay, Will, let's do the orange juice. We'll cut a spot. It's great. We'll get it done. I pour it in and I shake it up, and you're going to see this spot. It's probably going to start airing next week. And I took a sip, and oh my goodness, it's not just orange juice. It's not just Turbo Force. It gets rid of all of the bitter citrusy part of the orange juice. And I'm not wired. It's not like I had an energy drink. I just have a good, normal, natural level of energy. And my goodness, it is not one of the least expensive products on InfoWarsStore.com. And you're getting your value. You're getting your money's worth. But right now, and this is going to go probably till the end of the month, but we may have to end it sooner than that as supplies last, 50% off with code FIREPOWER plus free shipping. These are unbelievable deals. I have no idea how InfoWarsStore.com can do it. And as Will said, when you go there, when you buy the Turbo Force, when you use the coupon code, it keeps this broadcast going. So please support us. We need your help.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell everyone all the time, I say, you know what? When you support what we're doing here, that means that you care and you like what we're doing and you want us to continue. Right. If you want us to continue in this fight, and it's just like they say over at InfoWars, Alex Jones, when you know this tyranny, the globalists, they hate the fact that there's so many good people in this country that support InfoWarsStore.com to make stuff like what we're doing possible. And it's like they can't get at us. Like, how do we stop them? How do we stop them? You can't stop the American people. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you make it possible. You make all of this possible. And I'm not just saying that just to get you to go. It's a fact. It's the truth. So it's really good. So, Tom, thank you for coming on with me. It's been a real pleasure. I know you had an exhausting day, and it's been a real honor. And you're going to be on with us again Monday It's real pleasure, and I look forward to it. You know, the weekend is going to give us something, so we're most definitely will have something to talk about. It's never a dull day when liberals are still running around in America.
That's right, Will. Thanks for having me on.
All right, cool. God bless. Have a good weekend. All right, we will be back in a minute. This is firepowernews.com. Go to band.video. Next, we have Linda and Alberto.
Firepower with Will Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for sticking with us. My name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. All right. We have two Latinos that's coming on with me right now. They're very close friends. I consider them close friends, and they're advocates. They constantly go out and they talk to different people, and they don't mind putting themselves out there for this fight. And you know, you always get the left. They're always constantly saying that Latinos and black people, they don't support President Trump. And I constantly go to Trump's tweets and I make sure that these liberals, these progressives know that there are black people out there that's no longer believing the lies that they're putting out there. And black and Latino people are supporting President Trump more than they would ever believe. And they don't want to believe it. So they get upset with me. So let's bring up Linda and Alberto on screen with us, and we're going to talk to them about the whole Latino supporting President Trump. Is it true or is it not true? Or is it just something that I don't understand? So, well, hey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you doing, Will?
I'm doing great, doing great. So let's go, ladies first. Let's go with Linda. So Linda, I know you hear it all the time too. What do you think about them always saying that Latinos and Mexicans don't support President Trump?
They almost look at us like if we have two heads when we say we're for President Trump. And it's, how can we not? He loves America. That means he loves me. And people tell me all the time, he's going to send you back. I said, send me back where? This is my country. Where is he going to send me to? And they always say, he's going to send you back. And I don't understand, because I am in my country. And I really do believe this, and I'm actually have come to this conclusion by myself, that Latinos and the black are going to put president back on for 2020, because we're waking up. We're waking up and we're not falling for those lies that that President Trump does not like Latinos. First of all, unemployment is the lowest record low for blacks, Hispanics, and women. I'm 2 out of the 3, so there you go.
Alberto, so let's get your take on it. What do you think them always saying that Latinos will never support Trump, that he's always saying that they're bringing their rapists and the bad people across the border, and President Trump saying that's the only thing that's coming across the border? What say you?
Well, I say that, first of all, we Latinos, we are smart people. We Hispanic people, we're not dumb. We have common sense, and the majority of us who actually do our research, read, and have a little bit of intelligence to not let the narrative and the propaganda of the left consume our intelligence and our emotions, we actually make the right decisions, and we actually look at what's really happening. We got a president that loves America first and foremost, and we are all Americans, right? I think one of the main, you know, narrative of the left is that, you know, we are all Americans. We should all be treated the same. We should all be treated, you know, women should be treated the same. Everyone, right? No matter where you come from, even if you're a Martian and you're an American, now we don't care. You're an American now, right? So even you're an alien, you come from anywhere, we don't care. You're an American now. So we should all be treated the same way. And we have a president who's putting Americans first. That's it. And that's what we all got to see. Every step that he does, not for a specific group, it's for all of us, even though it's affecting those minority groups that they want to separate and create in silos, like they try to say. But Trump is affecting all of us, all American, and that is a good thing, right? And that's what we got to see.
Yeah, so let me say this, because just in case for a lot of people that have never seen you before, Linda Linda, you're always, well, not always, but Linda, you're one of the ones that's been leading, like, in New California, and you're in California right now. You're one of the representatives for New California that's taking place, and you go out to different events, and you speak, and you show your presence, and you let everyone know that you love this country, you support President Trump, and you being a Latino in California, you have a lot of people that don't like it. And Alberto, you have a radio, you have your own radio, broadcast that you do in the evening, to my understanding, in Florida, and a lot of people, and you get a lot of Latinos that listen in to you and stuff like that. But what, so back to Linda, what is the biggest struggle that you've seen with family members and friends that see that you're supporting President Trump and you're not following along with all of the stuff that they're saying, like the media telling them that they shouldn't support President Trump, but here you are. And you're like, they say that you're wrong, or I'm pretty sure they give colorful names. What's your typical response to them when they say that you shouldn't be supporting a racist like Trump?
I'm from a border town. I'm from a border town of Eagle Pass, Texas, and Piedras Negras, Coahuila. I'm first generation from Mexico. So the first thing they tell me is, how can I be supporting President Trump when he doesn't like Mexicans, that he said they're all rapists and murderers? He did not say that. First of all, being from a border town, I do know what crosses that border. And there is some bad hombres crossing that border. I was born there. And so I know that border town is not even as bad as other border towns like Laredo and Ciudad Juarez and Tijuana and all that. It's not even that bad, Brownsville. But it's still, there is bad hombres crossing. So they call me a sellout. They call me a vendida, which is a sellout. They call me a coconut. They think that I want to be white. This accent, I'm the only one in my family that has an accent. Yes, Spanish is my first language, but I'm the only one in my family with an accent. And I got this accent from, from running the streets of San Jose, California. And it's, so they think that I want to be white all of a sudden. And, I'm an American, and I'm very proud to say I'm first generation from Mexico. I'm full-blooded Mexican. But my blood is red, white, and blue. You guys see this? It's red, white, and blue. And they don't like it. They don't like that I stand for America. And I'll tell you who taught me that I was more of an American than I thought I was. When I went to Mexico, and I was saying I'm Mexican, because that's what we knew we were. And the Mexicans told me, oh, no, you're an American. You were born on that side of the Rio Grande. Basically, it is the Rio Grande. And they're the ones that told me that. So my family cannot believe that. They think I sold out. They think that Trump is just a disgrace. There's this hate towards President Trump that they're not even watching what he is doing for America. And it's just above and beyond me that, that people are so hateful to, and not notice all the good things he's doing for the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Alberto, so you have your show, and you reach a lot of Latinos. Do you, when you talk to Latinos in the Latino community, why is it you think that they still believe what the liberal media is telling them and not believing what the truth is? Why do you think that's the case?
Because there's, like, what you're saying right now is the key. Even though I reach a lot of people, I do not reach the quantity of people that the Hispanic TV stations and radio stations reach, right? They're reaching millions of Latinos that come here, and usually they're not so familiar with the English language, and they are telling them all these lies. So, for example, Linda brought up something very important, because, you see, they control the Mexicans and people from Central America with this message of the bad hombres that Trump said, this lies, right? The people from where I come from, Puerto Rico, they control them with a 30 seconds video edited from when Trump visited Puerto Rico after the Hurricane Maria, right? They control that, right? They control what is the narrative. They control the message. And I always tell the Puerto Rican people, go and watch the whole 6-minute video before you argue with me about the last 30 seconds of the video, because that's what they do, right? And if you see, there's a pattern here. There's a pattern of editing videos, editing messages, and sending the message the way they want to control that one group, right? Because they want to control that silo, right? Let's control the black people with what he said about the shit holes places and what he said about Baltimore, and let's control the Puerto Rican people with the video and the visit of what happened in Maria. Let's control the Mexicans, right? With the message of like what he said the day that he announced his presidency. It's a way to control those different groups. And that's
okay,
what they
do. Hold your thought right there. We're going to talk more about that after the break. Firepowernews.com. We have two Latinos talking about their support for Trump. We'll be right back after this. All right, we are back. We have Linda and Alberto. Linda, she's in California. She's a member of the California, New California that's taking place. And Alberto, he has his own show out of Florida. Alberto, could you please just tell us what the name of your show is so everyone would know?
It's The Truth Is The Truth, but in Spanish. La Verdad Es La Verdad. It's a show in which I transmit. I'm doing a simultaneous transmission right now through YouTube and Facebook, understanding all the banning and everything that is going on. And hopefully I could do my own channel, working on that and trying to get there. But it's not easy. You know that.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And Linda, tell us a little bit about New California.
Well, New California is going to be the 51st state. We are moving away from California. You guys have been hearing this over and over. This is unconstitutional. So it is going to happen, and hopefully within the next couple of years, it's going to take place. We're doing it. The last time it was done, it was in 1641 when, 1841 when Virginia and West Virginia split. And we're tired. Will, you moved away. You left us here in California, but we're tired of the high taxes. We're tired of the sanctuary state. We're tired of what they're teaching our children in school. We're just tired of being this mono party. We're voting for two, you know, that's what it is. It's a mono party. We're voting for two of the worst Democrats that there is.
Yeah, well, not in California. You really can't even vote for you can't even vote for a Republican in California. Keep it that way.
Look what they're doing right now. They don't even want President Trump on the ballot for the primaries. They don't want him on there just because he will not show his taxes. So, you know, Gavin Newsom makes his own rules. You know, California voted twice. I don't know if you were in California then, Will, when we voted twice that marriage should be between one man and one woman. They didn't care. They took another vote. Again, it won that we should be between a man and a woman.
To my understanding, when they did that, there was a leftist judge that overturned it and said that the people in California didn't know any better. So then he overturned it and said, yeah, you can have gay marriage in the state of California.
Newsom, when he became mayor in San Francisco, that's the first thing he did. He made that and everybody, Rosie O'Donnell, everybody was out there in San Francisco. And you know San Francisco, Will.
Yep. And you know, I've heard that there's a petition right now to remove Gavin Newsom. And I heard it's making a lot of headway.
Republicans and Democrats want him gone.
Yes. Republicans and Democrats right now have a petition going on that they're all supporting in the state of California to have Gavin Newsom removed. This is remarkable. I mean, I'm glad, I moved from California, but I don't live in Austin, when I go to Austin, it reminds me of San Francisco, the mentality of the people and the crazy thinking that they have. I mean, it's just remarkable. So I have a list of questions that I would like to ask you. And I asked these questions in my opening monologue. So, who created the situation or the unstable situation on the border? Was it Republicans or Democrats? And let's start with Linda, and then we'll go to Alberto. And I'm going to ask you another question, Alberto. But who created that, Republicans or Democrats?
The Democrats, it's all about the vote. They want to also allow illegals. You know, in parts of San Francisco, they're allowing illegals to vote in, like, the school boards and stuff like that. So that's the way it starts. It's all about the vote. It's absolutely 100% the Democrats. They're 100% whack.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Alberto, let me ask you this, who created this situation where minorities feel it's okay to attack police officers?
Oh, who created that? That we started seeing that in the previous administration, not giving the importance to the police officers they needed, letting the narrative of lies like cases that happen that we discover later that they were not like they were trying to describe them. But I think honestly, the media has a very, 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 very big part in this because the media is supposed to be neutral in providing information to people, and they becoming an arm of this leftist and part of the narrative every day. And I think the media is part of what is dividing us. I think a big part of what is dividing us every single day as Americans today.
Yeah, absolutely. Linda, why do you think you have politicians that they're putting illegals before the American people?
Very good question, Will. It's all about the vote. You know, Gavin Newsom, right now, look at all the homeless that we have here in California. I was at a Venice Beach a couple of months ago, and I went through Downey. Downey's a very nice little, cute little town in L.A. area. I'm telling you, there were still homeless camps everywhere. I was raised in San Jose. I go to San Jose. Homeless camps just on the freeway. I mean, literally on the
freeway. Sounds like Austin.
And it's just absolutely. So it's all about the vote. We don't have money, but they want the votes. And they're already coming across. You've been to the borders, Will. They're coming across already. What is the United States going to do for us? We demand this. I mean, you know, myself being a Christian, they're always giving me that verse, bring on your weary and your tired and all this and that. And
yeah.
I said, what about obeying the law of the land?
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So give me an answer in 30 seconds. I'm going to ask both of you really quick. Just give me a 30-second answer. If the Democrats are successful in removing President Trump come 2020, what do you think is going to happen in this country? You first, Alberto.
We will lose the country. You know, the Reagan words that we were just one generation away from losing what we have, then that will become a reality. That's the answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's 100%. That's my answer. We will lose our country. And what people don't understand, we lose our country, but we're going to lose our rights as Christians. That's it. And people don't get that. We are losing our beautiful, beautiful country, and we're going to lose our rights as Christians, And that's
okay.
Really sad.
One more question, 30 seconds each. Why are you supporting President Trump? Why are you supporting him? Let's start with you, Linda.
Well, I think that he loves America. He loves Americans. He really wants to keep our country great like it was when we were kids. That's what he wants to do. And I'm supporting him because I think he's a businessman, and I think he's a smart man, and I think that he has an interest for all of us to win, and I'm not tired of it.
Thank you. Alberto?
I support him because he's straight. He doesn't sugarcoat things. It's not politically correct. We needed someone like that in this country. I support him because I'm a conservative and I'm a capitalist, and his policies at this point are going towards that, what I believe, right? So that's the reason I support it. He's putting America first, and he's putting some of these issues that are really affecting us on a daily basis on the forefront of all of us and saying, listen, we got to really think about our issues with immigration, our issues with, other countries, our trades and yep. All these issues that are important for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I want to thank both of you for coming on. It's been a real honor and pleasure. I'm going to have to bring you on again in the future. Okay.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you. God bless. Have a good weekend. All right. This is Will Johnson, Firepower.
Weekdays from 7 and 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right, welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. Okay, so early in the broadcast, we played a video with Candace Owens on having a hearing. And it was so powerful. I'd like to play some of that again, if possible. And then we're going to try to bring our next guest on. So let's go to that video with Candace Owens.
I just have to say that I object strenuously to your use of the word hilarious. To me, this feels a lot like your reaction to being named in one of these manifestos. Now, you're, of course, not responsible for the words of somebody writing that document. But I do think that laughing at it is a real problem, because these are real families that are impacted by this violence. And I think our efforts towards talking about this have to start from a place of mutual respect, which is what I've heard from this side of the table. Now, the reason we don't have those numbers, I want those numbers as much as you do, but the number, to say the numbers don't show something is simply not supported by the data.
Okay, and I have 38 seconds left, Ms. Mulligan, if you want to respond within that time.
The only thing I would add is that it's in the name. Terrorism, domestic terrorism, it terrorizes us. It terrorizes us in our homes. It terrorizes us in our schools. And to the points made by the other panelists, it is disproportionate to its impact on any individual life, and it's not...
You reject the idea it's something that doesn't matter or doesn't really matter?
Absolutely reject.
Okay. All right, so here's where we are. Every member now has had 5 minutes in... Okay, and Mr. Clay, so we have two members who have not. So I'm going to go to the two members who have not yet, and we'll give an opportunity for a closing thought to any member who wants before we go.
Am I next to respond, or is Mr. Meadows?
I thought Mr. Meadows was
Mr.
next.
Mr. Meadows, okay.
Mr. Meadows is next, then Mr. Clay, then to you, Mr. Jordan.
Ms. Owens, obviously this is a gang up on you. You know, we're giving these witnesses the ability to do a rebuttal on you. And so, you know, I find it unfair, Ms. Ballou. I mean, you know, candidly, for you to show mutual respect and then you to go after Ms. Owens, it's not appropriate. So, Ms. Owens, you can have 4 minutes and 34 seconds to respond.
I'll yield. Thank you. I believe, Ms. Owens, when you used the word hilarious, it was referencing the fact that no one had asked you a question. It wasn't to the subject matter of the hearing. Is that right?
That is correct.
And to have another witness insinuate something that is not accurate is just not appropriate, Mr. Chairman, for how witnesses are supposed to behave in front of this committee. I also think you didn't say it doesn't matter about the subject matter of today's hearing. You said there are other subjects that matter as well, and maybe we should spend some time on those. Is that accurate?
That is correct, and they matter much, 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 much more. And I have said that. I said that in my opening, and I will say it again. You know that white supremacy and white nationalism is ranks nowhere near the top of the issues that are facing Black America. And the reason that you are bringing them up in this room is because it is attempt to make the election all about race as the Democrats.
Not in my case, Ms. Owens. I'm sorry. Please do not characterize my motive.
Mr. Chairman, it's my time.
You've got your time, Mr. Meadows. I'll give you 3 more seconds.
Every 4 years you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be so that you can manipulate. And the audacity of you to bring up the Christchurch shooting manifesto and make it seem as if I laughed at people that were slaughtered by a homicidal maniac is, in my opinion, absolutely despicable.
Stop it right there. So, you know, this is amazing, because you can see the lady next to her. Go to number camera 5 here for me. You can see the lady next to her. She's acting like she can't believe that Candace Owens is actually saying what she's saying and going against it. Being a Black woman, you're supposed to believe what she's saying. This is what liberalism looks like when they can't believe that a person is thinking for themselves, is saying something. And then who in the right mind with the horrific crime that's taking place, who would go along with that? When the New Zealand attack took place, no one was clapping. I mean, no one was doing that. Now, you've had people where other events took place crimes took place, and then you had them show up, and people were clapping, but no one's clapping. And look at her. She got the expression on her face like, I can't believe she's saying that. Let's go back with it.
To try to assign reality or any meaning to a homicidal maniac writing a manifesto, which, by the way, let the record show, also stated Spyro the Dragon, the child cartoon, as a source of inspiration. He also cited Nelson Mandela as a source of information. I don't think that Nelson Mandela has inspired mosque shootings. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high. Abortion ranks high. White supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce. And it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle, and it needs to stop.
You know what? This is exactly what people need to recognize. You know, she said she knows what it is, Black in America. I actually did a video called Black in America about just over a year ago. And that's on my personal YouTube channel called UniteAmericaFirst.com. Or just Unite America First if you go to YouTube. But Black in America is showing how the Democrats have been trying to control Black people in America for so long. And they've been getting away with it. They've been getting away with it. Black people need to wake up to the point, or Black people need to wake up and realize that the Democrat Party is not going to do anything for you. The Democrat Party has not done anything for Black people, and they're not going to. None of this going to change. In my opening monologue, one of the questions I had on here was, you know, and who runs cities with the most gun control yet has the most gun violence? Who is that? Is that Democrats or Republicans? Of course, it's Democrats. Everything that the Democrats do, and they say they're doing it for the greater good for mankind. And it's never the good for mankind. All of it's twisted. They're trying to bring more people into the country to create a bigger homelessness problem that we already have. When are people going to wake up? And voting for President Trump is a positive way to make a positive change in this country. And they know that. They can't stand the fact that you have Black people that are waking up and realizing, okay, President Trump is not the racist that they say he is. He's not that racist. But the Democrats, they go out of their way to get people to believe that he is that racist. 100% he's not. If President Trump was racist, I would have never been to the White House twice. Twice. And every single time, President Trump did go on national TV and say, hey, everybody, look, I have Black people in the White House. He didn't do that. People like myself and other people that are Black that were at the White House, they went out and they spread the word. I was at the White House and I had a fabulous time. Ghetto fabulous. It wasn't even ghetto, but you know what? He had music. He had food for us. It was a beautiful time. He didn't have to do it. Never, never. He didn't have to do it. He would have had my support had I never gone to the White House. And there's people that would never go to the White House and have that experience. So President Trump is not racist. The racist people in this country, they are the Democrats. They have been, they always have been, and they always will be. They just changed their tactics up for 2020 and every 4 years to get Black people and Asian people and anyone stupid enough to believe them to vote for them. We'll be back after this.
I would like to get you.
All right, welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this beautiful Friday evening. There's a movie that's coming out, the new Joker movie. And a lot of people saying it's a lot of raves. It has a lot of reviews on it already. And, you know, there's things that take place and a lot of people don't even really understand exactly how important the message is that they Hollywood puts out and the subliminal, you know, messages that affect people. So we're going to play this video from our main sponsor right now.
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. And people are starting to notice.
You think this is funny? Is this a joke to you?
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
And the criminals are running the asylum that they want to have a blood feast on us like they had in communist China, 60 plus million, and Soviet Russia, 50 plus million, and Hitler, 40 plus million, total dead, including 20 million Germans. If you want to be part of this blood feast, you're invited to dinner, but on the table like a suckling hog.
October 4th, mark your calendars. That's the date we're all told by Hollywood and the corporate media, breathlessly, that Joaquin Phoenix's greatest role, it won at Venice in France, the Joker. It's coming out, and the critics that have seen it in the screenings, they say that the mere mortals can't even understand the plot because it's so sophisticated. It's so incredible. Well, let me give you a spoiler alert. There's nothing sophisticated about the film. I've been given a full synopsis by contacts I have inside that vampire kingdom known as L.A., and it matches with the leaks and reviews I've seen. I'm about to tell you exactly what happens in the movie and why it's being put out now and what its real message is to the public.
You know why they call him the Joker? Because it's a big joke to them that they're poisoning your water supply and that your children are deformed and get cancer when they're 10 years old. Because it's a big joke to the New World Order, all the things they're doing to you and how childlike you are.
Modern psychology and psychiatry is a new priesthood. It's only been around 200 years or so. But from my research, Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell and others have the best take on psychology as a lens, a thought system to see the world through. But it doesn't mean it's God, doesn't mean it has all the answers. And Hollywood and the entire psychological system has admittedly been used for more than 70 years to shape the minds and attitudes of not just the people in America, but the people of the world. Carl Jung talked about archetypes, and the Joker is in the tarot deck. It's also in a deck of bicycle playing cards. Well, who is the Joker in archetype? He's a clown. He's a servant of the king, but he's allowed to speak his mind and entertain, but also play tricks. The exaggerated red lips and smiling teeth are not the smile of a friend. No, it's the smile of a great white shark coming out of the water and attacking its prey. It's the smile of a lion or a tiger when it pulls back its lips to bite into you or your wife or your child. It's the leering face of a pack of wild wolves chasing you through the woods. So at a primitive level, the Joker is a man-beast. He is possessed. He is filled with a demonic intelligence that only the wild can give him because he's let himself go of any inhibition. The Joker is a human that has given himself over to the knowledge of evil, that has empowered himself to do things others will not do. At least that's what your run-of-the-mill devil worshiper or Luciferian or Aleister Crowleyite will tell you. The truth is the Joker is a loser. People that buy into the archetype end up destroying themselves and a bunch of other people usually along the way with them. But in the DC universe for the last 70 years, he's Arthur Fleck. Now, the filmmakers tell you over and over again, this is not the Joker of comic books. Oh, no, this is entirely new and something really deep and special. Well, the truth is, the original Joker is an archetype of a very evil, wicked person who only cares about themselves and wants to overthrow God's existing order and create a hell on earth that he controls. We saw that during the French Revolution, which was admittedly carried out by Luciferians who wanted to overthrow civilization and even the family and set up hell on earth with themselves in charge. Oh, and many of those pushing the French Revolution and other similar communist revolutions that came out of it, in many cases would dress up when they went out to commit murders like clowns. And that's really the true genius of the original comic book creators, the people that made them popular, like Stan Lee. They understood that they could take already existing characters that were real in the world and then take them and exaggerate them, put them on paper and on the big screen. Just as Greek gods were simply a hyped up version of traits that the Greeks saw in people, Hollywood has done the same thing today. Now let's get into the new Joker film itself. This individual lives with his mommy in her basement. He has Tourette's syndrome and laughs and makes weird noises at inopportune times and gets beat up. He's disempowered. His life is hellish. The critics tell him that he sucks. Well, isn't this Hollywood itself down 40% at the box office, collapsing? Every other person's a comic. No one actually wants to work or raise a family. So this is that, again, archetype of the communist or of the Jacobin, of the French Revolution, that none of us are going to work. None of us are going to get jobs. And the only way we're going to ever be successful is if we overthrow the big corrupt system that is Gotham. And we go out and show them that we can be more evil than the system itself, that we can mastermind and engineer and organize all these other people to carry out crimes. But like a sick, twisted Robin of Locksley or Robin Hood, they do it to people, in many cases, that actually deserve it because the stagnant system needs to be burned down and rebuilt. And who better to do it than the Joker? If you go back to the original days of the DC universe with the Joker in the 50s and 60s, we see someone who really enjoys poisoning the population, putting things into the water, the food or cosmetics or air that only when you come into contact with both of them does it actually hurt or kill you.
Smiley.
What is this?
Love that Joker.
Uh-oh. He don't look happy. He's been using Brand X. New Joker brand. I get a grin. Again. And again.
Now, I wonder where all those famous writers of the comic books got an idea like that. Because back at the time in the 40s and 50s, it was a big debate about how the Soviets and the Nazis put fluoride in the water to dumb people down, lower their fertility, and make them more easily manageable.
And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue going on week after week. Month after month, year after year, the joke's on you. What's scary? Somebody in some clown makeup? Because that can get your attention. That freaks you out at a primitive level. Nightmares out of your subconscious. But you're not afraid of some gentlemanly middle-aged man who sits there talking with a sweet, calm voice, but tremulating with power and dark ghosts of death. When they write in eco-science, the National Science Czar's own government policy book, how they're poisoning your water supply, how they'll take all children at birth and raise them in government dormitories and do medical experiments on them, and how they'll bring in total tyranny and put implants in your body to control every facet. You know what's funny? Even though this book's free online at major university websites, you little bastards out there are going to go watch your TV and your movies, and you're going to sit there and laugh at me right now and not check any of it out.
Hollywood would love for you to believe that this is some new angle they've come up with, but no, it's not. It's the angle they're obsessed with. It's why they can't come up with new ideas, because they don't want to.